There's a word in Aramaic called nafka mina. Anybody know what the word nafka mina means?
Comes out from it.
I mean, the word nafka, even though we say the difference, but literally the word nafka means, nafak means coming out of. So the word mapik means to be moitzi, to take out. Moitzi. Mapik means to be moitzi. So now, before we get back to something we discussed earlier, I just want to say, give today's shir, we're going to talk about something which people have heard about called a mapik hay. Mapik hay means to be moitzi the hay. In other words, when you take the, let's say, the first of the imois, her name was Sora. The second one, name was Rivka. I can't talk now. Have a nice day. Okay. Whatever. It's too late now. It's Rivka, the hay at the end of Sarah is not heard, right? Rivka, you do not hear the hay at the end of the word. However, sometimes you will have a hay at the end of a word which will be heard. You might see the hay, and that's called a mapik hay. You sound the hay. For example, take the word la. Lamed hay. La means to her, and how do we know if a hay is a mapik or not a mapik? If you're supposed to hear the hay at the end of the word or not, if there's a little dot in the hay, then you're supposed to hear it, you're supposed to express it in sound for sound. So, for example, take the word Yitzchak. The kuf at the end of the word Yitzchak has no vowel. If you notice, children, at the end of the word Yitzchak, as you notice, the kuf doesn't have a kamatz, doesn't have a tzeir or any other vowel, right? But you hear the letter. You're mapid, you hear the kuf at the end of the word Yitzchak, or the lamed in the word Shmuel. You hear the lamed, the Shmuel, you hear the sound. So too, when you have a hay with a little dot in it, which we call a mapik, that sign is showing you that you're supposed to hear the hay. Therefore, take the word la, you're supposed to, since there's the hay has a dot in it, you're therefore supposed to pronounce it la, and be moitzi the hay, you hear the hay sound. Meaning, so for most chutzakim there, anyway, makpin are properly correct pronouncing the H sound of the hay, right? A hay is a sound, the H, right? Right, and I just saw a lot of people are not careful about that, and therefore when they say the word mehera, which means quickly, it sounds like mehera, which means a curse. So it's very problematic, right? Because mehera means a klola, and mehera means quickly. But we, for us that are makbid on being machalik, we differentiate between a hay and a aleph. So the hay sound is a ha sound. Therefore, when you hear the word la, for example, you're supposed to pronounce it la with a hay. You don't have to sound like you're choking yourself, as you might hear some Bali Kriya do, but you do have to hear it. For an example where you have a difference whether you pronounce it or don't pronounce it, take the word lady. The word lady in Hebrew is aleph, shin, hay, isha. However, when you have aleph, yud, shin, hay with a dot in the hay, it's coming to tell you her husband. Excuse me, his husband. Sorry, it's not legal in this country. Isha means his wife, meaning when you're talking about a man who his wife's man is his wife's husband. Oh gosh, his wife. sorry. Yeah, a man's wife is Isha. The ish shala. No, I'm sorry. I just reversed it. I mean, the husband of the wife. That's what I'm sorry. The wife's man, right? Ish shala. The man of the wife is isha. Meaning, so again, isha on its own means a woman. Isha with a hey that's pronounced at the end with a mapik is the ish, the man. Shala of the woman. So we're actually talking about a man, we're not talking about a lady. Right? So Isha by itself means a lady. Isha with the pronounced hey at the end is actually referring to the man.
Instead of saying Bala.
Right, it would be same as saying Bala, like her husband. Right, exactly. So Isha means her man, meaning her husband. So we'll get it, I'll connect this to what we talked about earlier about about El Midra and what we call the Patach Ganuf. But just for today's year, we just want to mention this concept of a hay which is pronounced. And you have another example that, one more minute, we have another example that when you have a hay with a shva, we haven't learned anything about the vowels, but there's something called a shva, which is two dots underneath the letter. When you have, take the word Yihye. The word Yihye is written Yud, hay with a yud and a hay. Now the second hay has a shva under it. So the accurate pronunciation of yiye is not yiye, but rather yihye. You're supposed to hear the h sound, because that hay is also called a mapik, even though there's no dot in the hay, because mapik doesn't mean dot. Mapik means to be moitzi. So even though the hay does not have a dot in it, but anytime you have a hay with a shva underneath it, lihyois, yihye, these words have hay with a shva under it, you're supposed to hear be mapik, be moitzi, be sound and express the hay, and therefore, whether it's a dot at the end of the word, or whether it's a hay in the middle of a word with a shva under it, you're supposed to hear the hay, and it sounds yihye and lihisma me'ah. Right? Well, we'll talk about that again next year. Thank you.